Yesterday I was talking about the Red Indians, and then they came up. A lot since I talked to them, or about them. And we should remember here, because I just could feel they would be very happy if they had known what place I have gotten here now. They would be very happy, these old Red Indian friends from America, if they had seen this. They are not sitting in the forest anymore. Even the Red Indians doesn't sit in the forest anymore. I have seen it's a very sad situation for them. They had the whole country, and now they just have very bad living situations. They got the worst lands of the government, the worst places. It's a very sad situation, and that's how it is all over the world. If it's in America or Canada or Australia or Brazil or Russia or China, all these native people, these beautiful nature people, they have nothing. And how come? Because they are innocent people. They're functioning from the heart. They're functioning from the being. And the so-called white man, that's what the Red Indian said, that the Indian have one tongue, but the white man has two tongues. Very strange, they have never seen this before the white man came. Because one tongue is saying something and another tongue is saying something else. And they are lying. This thing, the Red Indians, they didn't know about this. They didn't know that human beings could speak with two tongues. Amazing. Very innocent people, very proud people. When you say something, you say it. The white man brought these things. And the white man means the mind, the head, the ego. The natural man, he speaks the truth. He say what he means. He stands up for it. You can trust him. He's proud because he's following the heart. How come? What went wrong? It is like this all over the world. Still in America, still in Brazil, still in Australia, they have problems. And this mind can get the power. They are the politicians, they are the money. No, because you are clever, you are tricky, then you get money, then you get power, then you get into the politics. The innocent people, they are not interested in this. They are not interested in money, they are not interested in politics, they are not interested in power. They are interested in freedom. They are interested in truth. They are interested in being in tune with nature, with themselves. So in this world they have no power. Only the white man, or only the mind, only the ego has the power. And they are not interested in the true power. It's a very sad situation, but this is how it has been all over the planet. Even in Norway, it was the same with the natives in the north. All these people lived in harmony with nature, with themselves. Very good people. And then the white man comes. And then they say, you are very stupid people just living there, praying to the wind, trying to talk to the fire, all these things. You have to believe in Jesus. You have to go to school. They're not even allowed to use their own language. The white man tried to destroy everything. And it was the same here in Norway, it was the same in America, same in Brazil, same in Australia. No, slowly, slowly, it's allowed again. But they have destroyed it already. It is amazing to think about it. So this is why it's important to fall in tune. And I always love the nature, and that's why I have these nature places. Because that will help to get in tune with your inner nature. Because nature is like it always has been. But we are not. We have become far away from ourselves. So that's why seekers always, meditators, are always been drawn towards the nature, to the mountain, to the forest. Because that will help you to remember your own nature, your own silence, your own beauty. So I wanted to remind you when you are here, take time just to be in nature, feel the trees, feel the wind, the river, the mountains. It might be difficult in the beginning. Like I said, it will take some days for you because we all come from different sides and so-called normal lives and work and living situations, maybe in the middle of the city. So of course it will take some time, but you have to help that process. So instead of thinking, put your energy into something else. Use the eyes to feel, looking from the heart, not from the head. Feel the trees, the nature. Find some place where you can just sit. Very good to sit, meditate with your back to a tree. You feel the tree. But modern man has lost total touch with his inner nature and the outer nature. And if you are in tune with your inner nature, you will be in tune with the outer nature. That happens by itself. No, in the big cities, everything is man-made. And that's where people want to live. Nothing is organic. So how can you be natural then? How can you be organic? From the birth to the grave, only see concrete and cars. It's very difficult then to find back to the nature. They have no relationship with nature anymore. In fact, they think that it's there only to be exploited. To make real estate, to make oil, to chop down the Amazon forest or whatever forest. There's money in it. So it's very important that you fall more and more in tune and coming back to yourself. You're coming back to yourself, you're coming back to the natural. Here we love the mountains, we love the rivers. How come? Because it's part of our life, no? Whatever is part of your life, you start loving it, no? You are there because you like it. Then you get a relationship with it then. And that's how all the native people, the Red Indians, also always were. They say, oh, hello, Mr. Mountain, here I am, I woke up again today. Go for a bath in the river, very nice. So, little Miss River, you are very cold today, but you are very refreshing, no? You have a very nice relationship with everything. This is very important, that you take that side of yourself, this innocence, this childlike side, where you become friends with nature again. One chief, Indian chief, he said, among the Indians, there have been no written laws, customs handed down from generation to generation have been the only law to guide them. Everyone might act different from what was considered right, did he choose to do so. But such acts would bring upon him the censure of the nation, of the tribe. This fear of the nation's censure acted as a mighty ban, binding all in one social, honorable compact. And no natural people needs laws, because the law you have inside you. As long as you are connected with your heart, there is an unwritten law. If you are in tune with yourself, with each other, there is a law. The heart is one, the minds are many. The modern man, the white man, needs laws, no? Commandments. How to behave, what to do, what is right, what is wrong. Why? Because everything comes from the mind. This is not needed if you are natural. They say among the Indians there have been no written laws. And everyone might act different from what was considered right. Did he choose to do so? But then he would bring the whole tribe against himself. And that's how they learned. If you did something stupid, once in a while you had some people who are into power to trips, to getting more than others. Then they had to get told then. But that was very seldom. And this fear of the tribe censor acted as a mighty ban. Because they knew you couldn't manage by yourself. We have to function as one, then it's much easier. To do it alone is very difficult. To do it together is very easy. But then you have to be intelligent, you have to fall in tune with the whole. And if the whole tribe's functioning from the heart, from the truth, from the natural, then of course it will help you tremendously. And if anybody has some ideas for the personal ego, then it will be problems. Because it won't fit with the vision of the whole. It won't fit with the harmony of existence, of life. So the Indian said, if anybody wants to, everybody is free to do what they want. We don't need any rules, because if people do something, then they will learn anyway. Because then they have to face what they have done then. And then they will learn. This you don't find anywhere now. One of the Indian approaches to life, there came a great freedom and intense and absorbing love for nature and respect for life and faith in the supreme power. and principles of truth, honesty, generosity, brotherhood as a guide to mundane relations. This is one standing bear. He was his Sioux chief. This is the laws, a respect for life, a faith in the supreme power, honesty, generosity, etiquette, and a brotherhood as a guide to mundane relations. It means that always the higher was there. You have to bring in the higher into the mundane. Otherwise, you can just talk and argue about mundane thing. This is how I see it, this is how you see it, this is blah, blah, blah. Then they can argue. This is how people functioning, from their separate ideas. I'm right, you are wrong. No, I'm right, you are wrong. Blah, blah, blah. I see it this way, but I see it that way. No. This is all in the level of the egos, of the mind. You have to bring in something higher. This is how it is. When you bring in the supreme understanding, then it cuts through the individual ways. It is like it is. And this was the beautiful thing. It's the same thing that is happening here. When you are reminded, then you see. Oh, no, I have forgotten again. I did something stupid. Then you need to be reminded. When I was a young man, I went to the medicine man for advice concerning my future. The medicine man said, I have not much to tell you, except to help you understand this earth on which you live, and yourself. If a man is to succeed on the hunt or on the warpath, he must be governed by his inclination, but not be governed by his inclination, but by an understanding of the ways of the animals and his natural surroundings, which is gained only through close observation. The earth is large, the universe bigger, and on it lives many animals. The earth is under the protection of something which at times becomes visible to the eye. Learn to see that. That is the only way how you can functioning. First you have to be friends with what you can see. Then you have to be friends with something that you can't see. This is lone man. He must have been an old yogi, this lone man. To get a name like that, a red Indian, his name was Lone Man, no? Already when he was a young man, he went to the medicine man for advice concerning my future. Some people, they are interested more in the future and then in the now. Lone man, he must be one of those, no? He wanted to see what will happen. Let's look in the astrology or the tarot card, what will happen in the future. No, look at what happened now. The medicine man said, I have not much to tell you, except to help you understand this earth on which you live and yourself. Then what else can the medicine man say? No, that's very beautiful. That's what I tell you. I have nothing much to tell you. Just look at yourself. Except to help you understand this earth on which you live. If a man is to succeed on the hunt or on the warpath, he must not be governed by his inclination. You know, must not be governed, ruled by your mind. then you are finished. You will never have a good hunt. You will never be good in the warpath. You will not be a good warrior. Because the mind is never in the present. But by understanding of the ways of animals and his natural surrounding, gained through close observation, only by studying. And how can you study? You have to become part of it. You have to become silent. You have to become totally alert in what you are doing. Then you can observe. Not to be involved, but observe. You observe how things do happen. And then the medicine man, the older warriors, they could help you then. You just be quiet, follow. You see how things are done. That's how they was teaching. They never said do this or do that. Just by observing how things are done. From somebody who knew how it was done. That's how they learn. That's how children learn. The medicine man said, I can't tell you anything, but I might be able to help you if you are ready to learn how you observe, how you become quiet. The earth is large and on it lives many animals. He says that there is a lot to learn, there is a lot to observe. There is many ways. But the main thing is awareness. To be able to observe. And drop that which is not necessary and do that which is necessary. And the earth is under the protection of something which at times becomes visible to the eye. This is what the medicine man knows about. That's why he was higher than the chief. The mystics has always been higher because they can see, they have a contact with this that the eye cannot see. And that is the true power. If you fall in tune with that, but first you have to fall in tune with the basics. First you have to observe that. Then when you're in balance, then you can start falling in tune with the bigger. The Red Indians, they couldn't understand that when the white man came, they said, no, this is our land now. You are not allowed to go there because now it's we who takes that. For thousands of years, they've been roaming freely. And then suddenly they come and know you live there then. That is amazing. What kind of arrogance? And the Red Indians say, who is these people who say that you can own the rivers, you can own the mountains, you can own the prairie? What kind of people are these? No, you see what kind of people are this. No, they have destroyed everything now. The natural people, they don't understand. How can you say you own this? We've been having this planet for millions of years. One Indian said, the voice of the Great Spirit is heard in the twittering of birds, the rippling of the mighty waters, and the sweet breathing of flowers. If this is paganism, then, at present, at least, I am a pagan. If this is paganism, then I am a pagan. Okay. That's what I tell you. You will be an outsider. You are bound to be. Anybody who is natural, who is free, is an outsider. You don't fit in. Because you start trusting something that is bigger than the man-made laws, the man-made rules. The voice of the Great Spirit is heard in the twittering of birds, the rippling of mighty waters, and the sweet breathing of flowers. This Indian must be wondering, dear Mr. President, you have never heard this? Did you never hear the breathing of the flowers? And the white man think he's totally crazy. If you call this paganism, then, at present at least, I am a pagan. So what? Nothing to talk about anymore. This is the... They can never meet if you just won't come from the mind and one comes from the heart. Is very difficult. Look, one of the most famous, beautiful men, Black Elk, he was a holy man from the Sioux. He says, Great Spirit, my grandfather. All over the earth, the faces of living things are all alike. Look upon these faces of children without numbers, and with children in their arms, that they may face the winds and walk the good road to the day of quiet, of peace. Very beautiful prayer. From someone who have seen everything as one. There is no races. There is no religion. There is only one human race. Great Spirit, my grandfather. And that is the right way to see the Great Spirit as your own grandfather, as someone who loves you, not the good, a fearful God. No. My own grandfather. All over the earth, the faces of living things are all alike. Everything is the same. Look upon these faces of children without numbers and with children in their arms. He says, all these human beings, look on them alike, that they may face the winds and walk the good road to the day of quiet, of peace. May you walk the good road and find peace. How can you walk the good road? By following your true spirit, your heart. How can you walk the good road, the right road? Only by having courage to listen to yourself. This is just like all the mystics have been saying. Buddha says, the way to the happy country, to the good country. This black elk, he say, may they face the winds, the good winds. And what is the good winds that brings you to the happy country? That's the winds of love, of trust. And walk the good road to the day of quiet, of peace. On this good road, you will come to the place of quiet. You will come to the city of peace. As long as you are on the good road, you will reach. Just don't go astray. Just stay on the path. If you have come, if you are so lucky that you're walking on the good path, on the good road, stay on it. Don't give up. Because this is the way that leads to that place of quiet, of peace. Very good people. And pray that they may face the wind and walk the good road to the day of quiet, to the day of peace. That has to be the prayer, no? Walk the good road to the place of peace, of quiet. That doesn't come close, it comes like this. Aum Shanti. May everyone walk the good road. With the fresh wind to support you and carry you. Aum Shanti.